It's time to get wild with SC Wild. Everything hunting and fishing from the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources and your host, Phil Kornblut. SC Wild on Sports Talk on the South Carolina Radio Network.
It is time once again for a visit from the good captain, Billy Downer, SC Wild here on Sports Talk from DNR. How are you?
I'm just glad you're back in the saddle here.
I'm just glad to see. It's been a while.
I mean, I didn't enjoy the other company, but it is nice to have you back. I gotta say, I'm sitting right here.
You're right there.
And you sit here and you disparage my name right in front of me, Captain Billy. We even have the same given name. What is the deal? I never said your name.
Hey, I just said it's glad to have you back.
Did you know that you're talking to Australian royalty here now?
Oh,
come on.
Oh,
careful.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. He's related to the Queen of Australia.
Again, I've got to do this on air. A little shout out for the Bulldogs this weekend. No love to the Bulldogs and the Wofford.
Mm-hmm. Big game.
Talking smack about them getting, you know, losing
the last struggling
games.
A little bit.
Two good teams. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean that we won't win this weekend.
Yes.
And to the Wofford fans out there that have been giving me phone calls that are friends of mine that feel a little jazzy right now.
Well, they should.
They're going to walk in there and, you know, take it to the house, Johnson Haygood. Mm-hmm. Maybe they will, but I'm still pulling.
This is a warning from the captain. All right, before we get into your stuff for tonight, of course, nationally, the news story, the timely story, everything out of Las Vegas, and you being an expert in firearms and things of that nature, the great outdoors, this bump stock thing that we heard about with this shooter in Las Vegas, exactly what is that and what does it do to a weapon?
I'll be like a lot of people and tell you how much of an expert I'm not. I'd never even heard of it until this incident. Looked into it some more now. We've had a lot of questions from the media in reference to our public ranges. Do we allow bump stocks? Well, one of the things, first of all, we do not allow automatic weapons of any type at our ranges. A bump stock may not be defined or may circumvent the automatic weapons ban or requirements for special licenses to have by a gun owner, but we would not allow that at our range because it would allow you to shoot in an automatic fashion.
Mm-hmm.
We require a 3-second pause between our fire when you shoot at the range, one shot at a time, so we can control what the firearm's doing and for safety reasons on the line. So
makes sense.
That would be our answer to that. Again, learned a lot. You know, we've all been learning a lot from this very tragic situation that happened out west. You know, again, guns become the bad thing, and the people, you know, seem to kind of get blurred in the whole deal. But, again, this individual is very, very troubled, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he chose guns to take out this is horrible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, to your notes for tonight, and you want to talk first about the Watery Range and what's happening over there?
Yes, we had some good this past weekend, had a great day out the range. We held a free shooting clinic for our shotgun teams. We know we've been growing in the shotgun program, Scholastic Clay Target Sports across the state, working with other groups. But this weekend we held a free shooting clinic along with the South Carolina Youth Shooting Foundation, 4-H Shotgun Sports, and the Scholastic Clay Target program.
Mm-hmm.
We had individuals from all of those programs come out and assist us with free instruction for young shooters to help them get better and more proficient on sporting clays and skeet. We had Rick Willie, who is the 4-H state chair for the state as far as short shotgun sports, and he happens to be the head coach of the national championship Clemson shotgun team.
Wait a minute. Clemson won another national championship?
Yes.
I
Player Aston,
was,
as you know, was on the 2013. They won last year again.
Wow.
2016.
So they got a football national championship and a shotgun national championship.
They did.
I'm always amazed that, you know, our service academies aren't highly placed in some of those things.
I'm a little disappointed. Well, where's the Citadel when it comes to the shotgun championship?
They don't have a shotgun. They have rifle teams.
All right.
Gotcha.
So the shotgun, skeet, trap, sporting clays is more of a club sport. It's not a
sanctioned NCAA
necessarily.
Right.
It is a club sport. But in this club event, they had a national championship. Clemson won it.
I've seen West Virginia do very well.
But if Citadel's not good in shooting, like I've said here many times before, if they're not good in rifle, then we got a real problem. There should be an investigation.
Your disparaging remarks are getting more troubling by the minute.
Well, I mean, seriously, shouldn't Citadel be good in rifle?
You would think that we would be proficient in rifle, but just because you're good at rifle manual does not mean you're good at shooting a rifle in rifle competitions.
Okay.
However.
Don't act like you can't outrun it, though, Korn. Let's be real.
I mean, really.
I just think, you know, the Citadel, when it comes from invaders from the Atlantic Ocean, that is our first line of defense. I just want them to be good. Go ahead.
They were way back when, of course. They caused a lot of trouble.
Not good enough, apparently.
Shots across the bay.
Apparently not good enough.
All right. Well, also along with our with Rick Willey was Bernie Till, who's the SCTP, or Scholastically Target Program. He's over that organization for the state and a member of Mid-Carolina Gun Club. In fact, he's been the president there. He served on our skeet shooting instruction as well as Mr. Johnny Nash from Charleston, who's one of our volunteer hunter instructors and a former national shooter, nationally ranked skeet shooter. Very good, a lot of knowledge. Had a lot of good instructors out there. My own Staff Sergeant Scott Stevens was over the five stand. He did instruction there. And then we had Donnie Roth and Tommy Palmer and Teddy Hutchinson from the Youth Shooting Foundation do some sporting clays instruction on our sporting clays course. So all in all day Saturday, we shot from about 9 o'clock to about 5 o'clock. Had 74 kids come through that, shoot over 3,500 clays. So a lot of shooting, a lot of fun to be had. Safety, of course. Everybody went home safe. Had a great day, though, learning how to shoot better.
And you noted here in your notes that it was a humid day. It was raining.
Yes.
How much more difficult is it to shoot well in those conditions?
Just to have people come. We had kids come from all the way from Walhalla, South Carolina, to come shoot. Mm-hmm. And the fact it's raining, they're going through Clemson, Carolina traffic, both at home games. So kids went through a lot to get there. And when it's raining, when you get there, sometimes people won't come because they figure nobody's going to be, you know, we're not going to do this in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't rain that long. And then after it stopped raining, it got very hot and very humid. So instructors, everybody drinking lots of water.
Mm-hmm.
But despite all that, we still had 74 show up, which what I was talking, which was a lot of, that was great to have that many kids show up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then follow that up this past Tuesday, of course, we had our, this past Tuesday would be yesterday, wouldn't it?
Yes.
We had our grand opening ceremony for the Watery Clubhouse and Classroom renovation, which is a big deal for us. Been working on that now for 6 months to 12 months, working very hard to get that complete. So we had that classroom ability open in the range office there inside of that renovation. So had a lot of fun yesterday. We also dedicated our skeet and trap fields to Darnell Donnie Boyd, who was a charter member of Indigo Club. His wife, Miss Susan Boyd, came out, and we unveiled with her help a monument in his honor. Mm-hmm. Basically a little plaque remembering him and what he gave to the Indigo Gun Club. As a charter member, he brought one of the very unique features to our range there, the Boyd Tower, named after him.
Mm-hmm.
It's an old transmission tower he brought in and placed some pulleys and different cable system on there to lift target throwers up to a high position where you can get some pretty unique shot presentations. We use that tower today. We have actually six traps on that tower for two of our stations that shoot three shots per station, three different presentations. And that challenges the avid shooter as well as the new shooter. So we're very grateful for the Boyd Foundation and for Mr. Darnell's legacy.
I remember going back, you know, when we first started with you, I mean, how many years ago that was.
Sure.
You're talking about the Watery Range and plans for doing a lot of things out there. So what we're seeing here now is kind of the culmination of those plans.
Exactly. Our shotgun. Yeah. It is our only shotgun facility in the state. It gives us a lot of opportunity to offer up very inexpensive shooting for our young people that are in our shotgun programs, as well as for the adults around the state. In the Midlands particularly, have a chance to come out and shoot sporting clays, skeet, and trap at a public range for a very relatively low rate, $5 per 25 shots, or on the sporting clay course, which is 8 stations, 50 targets, $10.
And it's open how often?
It is open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 to 5 every week except for holidays. On holidays, we close usually on a holiday. If it's the holidays on a Monday, we'll be closed the Tuesday following.
Is it always staffed by DNR?
It always staffed, always manned. There's always someone there at the office. Keep the targets loaded up.
Mm-hmm. And if a novice goes out there, is there someone there to help?
Some general instruction, but we don't have a full-time staff on station there to help somebody learn how to shoot necessarily.
Yeah. Okay. We are visiting with Captain Billy Downer, Citadel class of 62. No, what was it?
93.
I'm sorry. I was taking a guess. Just looking at you.
Yeah, thanks.
I was taking a guess.
Thanks a lot.
We'll come back and talk deer, and I want to talk a little shrimp, too. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Okay. It's SC Wild here on Sports Talk. Back in a moment.
It's time to get wild with SC Wild. Everything hunting and fishing from the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources and your host, Phil Kornblut. SC Wild on Sports Talk on the South Carolina Radio Network.
And we're back, Sports Talk South Carolina Radio Network. We are with the captain, Billy Downer, and I want to mention this as well. He won't mind me mentioning this, that Sports Talk is brought to you by South Carolina soybean farmers and their checkoff. Learn more at secsoybeans.org. Pork, powered by soy. And, of course, soybeans have a lot to do with hunting.
And deer hunting.
And deer hunting, which is where we're headed
next.
Very
timely, talking about this very common topic among hunters. How far is too far to shoot a deer?
How far is too far?
How far is too far?
I'm asking you.
I mean, what do you think?
I would
say, in terms of yards.
Can I give it to you in meters?
Go ahead there.
I would say,
meters.
I would say no longer than
football fields 100 yards. Remember that?
That's right.
No longer than you can see. I would go no longer than 50 yards.
Oh wow! No, much more than that.
100?
I'm going to say
yards. Typical range.
I'm going to say 250.
Our typical ranges are 100 yards. So a 100 yard shot is what most hunters want to get.
Yeah.
100 to 150 yards is probably a comfortable shot for most folks. 250 being the long shot for the average guy all day long. However, you can sit some larger bean fields in the state, several hundred acres in size, and you can have that shot present itself in the 300 to 400 and further range.
That's long.
And many times hunters sitting there in a stand see that big deer through the binoculars or through the scope, hopefully using a set of binoculars. We always encourage you, use a good set of binoculars to identify what you're shooting at or what you look at through the scope so that you're not aiming a rifle at something and looking through the scope to see what it is. That's
how are we doing this season when it comes to that, to accidents? Have we had a good year avoiding accidents?
We've done pretty well. Yep. I mean, we've always got a few folks here or there slip up. I mean, we get the situations that always come up. People failing to identify the target, ricochets, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not been too bad moving this far in the season.
How has the take been?
Pretty good. It's hot, though.
Yeah.
It's very hot.
Yeah, I'm
very
gonna ask
humid.
You, this
deer
weather.
Movement, this kind of weather, it messes with things. Deer move on the lunar calendar as well with the moon, so the rut and things will start taking. Typically, most hunters will tell you October, mid-October to mid-November, if they have to choose their time to hunt, they're going to choose one of those 4 weeks to hunt. And if they're going to pick, they're going to pick in there. A lot of people like around Halloween. A lot of people like that first week in November. Typically, last week in October, first week in November, everybody really wants to get hunting because that's when the rut or when bucks are chasing does, when their senses are not as high as normal, they're a little duller, they'll run out there and kind of be stupid, so to speak, and show themselves when a smart, mature buck usually will be more wary.
Mm-hmm.
During the rut, they're not because they're thinking about the does and they're running around at different times, and they're checking more frequently to corn piles and things where they know does are, trying to catch up with that doe.
Any thought in the DNR circles about extending the season because the weather's been a little bit off in terms of the calendar?
You know, there's always opportunities to hunt on good days, too. And so just because it's hot now, a lot of people don't hunt. And the seasons in some areas are just coming in now.
Mm-hmm.
So your muzzle-loading season starting in different regions, game zones. But we have, in most of the state, particularly here in Richland County, we have one of the longest seasons in the country, 4.5 months.
Mm.
Of season, August 15th through January 1st of open rifle season or any firearm season that you can use on private land. Use anything you want on private land. But, again, how far is too far? You see that deer out there at 400 yards. You look at the binoculars, see a nice rack. You want to take a shot. Here's the deal. Can you take that kind of shot? Can a rifle? Is there a rifle out there, a combination with a scope, that's capable of making that shot? Absolutely. Remember, a .30-06 round can go a mile and a half. But in saying that, you need to be very careful when you take those shots to make sure you hit the target, that you know what's beyond your target if you miss it, so your bullet doesn't skip off through the field toward a house in the distance or something else that you wouldn't want that bullet to hit. No one wants to go deer hunting, pull a trigger, and have an accident happen that they could have prevented.
Right.
But the deer at a long distance, can you take the shot? Yes, you can. A couple things to keep in mind. Good scope, good rifle, good ammunition. All those things matched up. Having your ammunition matched up, and it takes practice. Going out to the range and practicing that long shot. Practicing the more than 100-yard shot. Taking that 200-yard shot. But then it takes you finding the right place to go practice that. And ranges that are over 100 yards are hard to find.
Right.
DNR, we only have one range in the state that we have available for 200-yard shooting, and that's at the Spartanburg James O. Thomason range. It's a tube range, very safe. You shoot through a 48-inch culvert pipe at the side of a mountain. The bullet can't go further than that mountain. And we have a 200-yard opportunity there. We have 100-yard, 200-yard, so you can take your rifle, sight in it 100 yards, and then try it 200 yards, which gives you the opportunity to stretch it out a little bit. There are some, very few, but there are some private ranges out there that allow people to take out 300, 400, 500-yard shots. Those are difficult to find. Again, the further out you go, the smaller that back burn becomes. You've got to be very careful there. But good optics and a must, if you're going to take long shots, a range finder. You got to have a good one that you can range a deer so you know exactly how far it is, so you know how to adjust your scopes. The Nikon BDC reticle has been out for a long time. It has the normal crosshairs and then small circles underneath stacked. Each circle is for different yardage. The first circle is 200, 300, 400, and down. Mm-hmm. But you have to know, and Nikon has a program on the computer. You can actually go to the computer, load in your rifle, load in your ammunition you're using, size ammunition you're using. BDC reticle will come out and compute a basic. It's not exacting, but it's pretty close to what that scope would be capable of giving you a yardage at. But again, you've got to know your yardage. Know a story recently, a nice 10-point was taken over in the edge of Sumter Lee County. Lady was hunting, called her husband, said, "Hey, I see a big deer out there. He looks to be about, you know, I don't, he looks," he described where he was. The husband said, "You know, he looks like about 400 yards.
She called her husband on the
phone.
Oh,
yeah. You think I could take that shot? You know, tries to take the shot. Bam. Nothing. Takes it again. Anyway, the end of the day, ended up taking the shot, and she did take the deer, but she had to move up. But again.
Now, the first shot didn't scare off the deer?
So far, the deer doesn't even know where it's coming from. Actually, they hear the noise, but they don't see anything. It's 400 yards is a long way.
Right, right.
It's not, of course, tremendously far, but it's a long way.
Yeah.
People do this all the time. They shoot. They miss. And they end up walking, basically getting that to the deer. But, you know, again, that's why practice is important.
Yeah.
So you're not throwing bullets out there in the ground. You're actually taking a good shot. You know what you're capable of doing with your rifle. You know what you are capable of. You know it's beyond the target. You take safe shots. Bean fields, big bean fields, offer long shots, but it does take practice. It can be done. But main thing is practice, 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 and have the right equipment. Scopes. You know, I got told this a long time ago. Put as much money in your scope as you do your rifle. People will pay $800, $1,000 for a good rifle. Then they want to put a $200 scope on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not very good.
Mm-hmm.
And scopes can go from $15 up to $2,000. So you want to put a nice scope on there. Leopold, go with Miopta, some of these really good optics that are out there. Swarovski, Zeiss, good optics that give you clear vision and can give you accuracy when you're shooting.
Very good. Before we say goodnight, the shrimping season ongoing. What are you hearing down along the coast on that?
Is upon us. It started September, and I have to look to remember it started September 8th and runs through November 7th. That's our baiting season.
Mm-hmm.
This is when folks take the mud, the clay, and mix in the fish meal, make the bait balls, and they put their poles out, and they drop the bait balls by the poles. They back off, wait for the shrimp to come in, they take and throw a cast net.
Sure.
Season, you know, it has its ups and downs. Everybody's got their favorite spot. It just depends on the weather, the tides, a lot of factors. I have not heard any bad reports thus far, but it typically, just like a deer season or any other season, there's ups and downs.
Did the storms hurt?
Of course the storms do in different ways. Again, that depends on where you've been shrimping, the depths. If the storms have churned up the water, caused some holes to fill in, that may fill in your favorite spot for shrimping. You may find the next hole. Shrimp do like to go in deeper areas.
All right. For folks who want to reach you or any of your partners at DNR for any questions, what number should they call?
They can always call our OGT line, Operation Game Thief, at 1-800-922-5431, or call us in the office, 1-800-277-4301.
Happy and safe shooting, Captain Billy.
Have a safe week.
And fishing. Happy hunting, happy fishing, and happy everything else in the great outdoors.
And go Bulldogs.
Come on, man.
We're supposed to be impartial here.
We also like Wofford here, Captain. Now, come on, let's be fair. It's going to be a heck of a game, though. Should be a fast game with two teams that love to run the football.
Should be a great game.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Brian, and thank you. We'll have a safe trip to Syracuse.
I will. I'll bring you back some dinosaur barbecue.
You got it. Talk to you tomorrow night.